Hello and happy Easter to you all. I am Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com, your go-to person for all things self-love in your journey of elevating your money, your love life, your business, and your self-love. Welcome to Self-Love Sessions. I am so excited today because I have a special meditation that I want to offer you. It is absolutely amazing. It's called One Night with the Queen. I was inspired. And there's something about being reverenced. There's something about being noticed. And there's something about being appreciated. And I really feel like in our life, we experience things on a level that turns into being so profound when we begin to see things differently, to see things from an elevated space, to experience a six-figure year, right? For those of you who are going after a six-figure year, let me tell you some secrets before we get into our meditation. Now, I will post the meditation on its own on my YouTube, so I will definitely drop the link in the show notes. So if you just want to listen to the meditation by itself without this beginning portion, our session prior to this, then you'll be able to do that on the YouTube. So I know my numbers are small. I was going to say are young. They're young numbers. I have abandoned my YouTube, and I said I was sorry. Right, you got to apologize to your social media for the misbehaving that you're doing. I know I did. Maybe you don't. And that's part of self-love, right? Like saying, dude, you want to get at this? What's going on here? Do you want to get at this? Like, no, I don't. Can't you tell? I even tried hiring people to take care of it, and it was a big, complete flop. And so I was like, dare I attempt this a fourth time? Of course, anyone who's in our space understands that the relationship that you have with your social media is a relationship, and adjusting to that, you know, like even in my private messages, this is going to be a business type of podcast and love, right? We're just going to talk about all the juice. So stay tuned because this is going to be a really good episode. Trust me, I don't like wasting people's time. So, and I don't like my time being wasted, right? So this is going to be good. Stick with me. Now, we have a relationship, right? And for instance, like in my private messaging, I don't really receive the type of messages that you would think that I might receive, right? Thank God I don't. And I'm not saying that might not happen in the future, right? I feel like there's this vibe. I feel like people just know, like, don't hit me up through here for this. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. So, and I really appreciate that. So, but yeah, so I have a relationship with my DMs, right? You have a relationship with your sales. You have a relationship with your post. You have a relationship, and you have a relationship with your business. And it's so crazy because it's like I had an unhealthy, toxic relationship with my business and the social media piece, right? A toxic relationship, meaning it stemmed from my personal life, right? Like I didn't feel adequate and I didn't feel I had like these misconceptions and these perceptions in my mind. And I was just going through a lot in the background, and I had to heal all of that space. And that was because I wasn't in a supportive environment for myself. I didn't create that for myself. And I take full responsibility for the participation that I had in the energy that I allowed to exist, right? And I know that's like a mouthful, but I want you to hear me. You don't blame other people for some of the things that's not theirs. You got to blame yourself, right? You got to blame your own behavior, your own. Like I was stuck in a toxic cycle mentally, always trying to figure these things out. And really it was just a pure distraction, because then I couldn't focus on my social media because I was so focused on these behaviors that I was receiving that made, that, you know, I allowed myself to feel that they were of such, they held such value and weight. And it only made sense that they did, of course, right? I'm not taking that away from myself. However, I'm very much aware and clear that the moment I stopped it all, it stopped. And then I was able to have the confidence and the peace and the love that I hold even up until this day. And that then transfers into the extension of your post, what you share in your marketing, what you share in your sales, right? And that was just my, I would say, my Instagram and my Facebook. I think I'm better at Facebook than Instagram, to be honest, but I'm not even sure. But what I have done is paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to have someone teach me, because my issue was that I was hiring people that I couldn't lead because I didn't even know where I was going with this. I mean, I thought I did, but then I didn't. And even like, oh my gosh, my previous mentor, her social media went down and she lost all of her followers, and she had quite a bit, like a lot, and she had to start over again. So it doesn't matter what happens in your world, in your life. You can't make that be the be all end all, but you just have to jump back in the game and do the things that you came here to do and connect with the community that you came to connect with. And you also have to have the confidence that you need in order to execute XYZ in your business. And sometimes in life, there are distractions and deterrences that take place. Now, some of you might not believe this, okay? In negative energies, some of you might not believe that there's like a devil that exists, okay? That's okay. For this particular portion of the show, I just want you to hear me on this. Whether it's true or not, makes no difference. You can attach and associate the fact that distractions and these things that come to take you off course or slow you down, they are designed to do just that. So it doesn't matter who's sending them or who's doing it or who's participating in the unseen or the seen realm. The fact is that it is happening. And the question is, what am I going to do about it? And I had to ask myself that because the distraction showed up and I was just like, okay, I didn't know it was going to go in this direction. I didn't know this was going to be this way. And now I'm distracted, right? Like I came to this place where I was like, oh my gosh, I am distracted. When I'm supposed to be working and focusing on my business, I'm sitting over here in La La Land playing with these thoughts and playing with this idea or playing with this person. Like you fill in the blank on what that means for you. And I know the distraction will feel good. And I know the distraction will make you, it will feel like it's powering you up and charging you up, but it's really depleting your energy for a different area. Which really sucks, doesn't it? Because in that moment, you're like, wait a minute, this feels good, but it's also hurting me because it's contributing to an area of creation, of a lack in a different area that I need to pay attention to. And if you sit back and you look at the distractions and you look at the areas in which it is taking your attention from where you need to focus to build success. This could be in a relationship, right? You could have a third party come in. And in your thoughts, you're creating a third party in your thoughts. And then you can't focus on the relationship that you're in because you're distracted. So there's that one piece. And then in your business, it could look like a person coming into your life. And it's in a season where you need to be focused, but this person's like, absolutely divine and delicious, and you're like, how can I say no to this? Maybe if I just text a little bit, it won't do anything much. And then you start, you know, extending that and meeting them, and then it evolves, and you should be writing a proposal or your funnel or your sales page or your copy for your marketing in your business. Or it can look like arguing in your relationship, causing you emotional upset, distracting you because you now go into like, I need to fix this or I need to abandon this mode. And then you start coming up with all these different mind thoughts and mind redesigning in a negative pathway. And it hinders your business and your flow of production. See, there's so many things. Your personal life or distractions will come to slow you down in your business. Social media can be a hindrance to you going on forums or social media, and you break down the connection between the focus of where you need to focus in order to enhance the goal in that area. Like, what is the goal in that area? So for those of you who are in a relationship right now, I want you to look at that relationship and see like how you can facilitate a beautiful experience. So what is the goal for that relationship? Go into your self-love and like, what's the goal for my self-love this month? What's the goal for my love life this month? What's the goal for my business this month? What's the goal? Like, where am I? What relationship am I going to start this week or this month? And the relationship could be with you and your goals, you and your love life, you and your self-love. Okay? All right. I'm going to close this half of the show. I just wanted to open you up to some thoughts and feelings and some concepts about distractions and hindrances, get you to start to see what's going on that you can clean up, and then invite you, of course, to Magnetic Empire. And I'm going to drop the link below. We are finally available. We're open. We are ready for enrollment. And it's just a beautiful, exciting time that I'm just like really power charged and feeling really, really good about. You will get a taste of some of the meditations and the self-love movement meditation, dynamic meditation that we practice in Magnetic Empire. I'm going to play one of our first episodes in our meditation setting, and it is absolutely divine. I do sing in the background, so you might hear me, and I do sounds, and I added so many amazing components that you're really gonna love this track. I took my time with it. It was a beautiful relationship that I created with this, and I can't wait to share it with you. So I want to invite you again to Magnetic Empire, and you'll find the link below. It's lcblast.com, Magnetic Empire, and get to know that offer, read through, connect, and I can't wait to see you in our enrollment. We actually start the 15th of this month, so get to it. I can't wait to connect with you. And here is the track for one of the tracks for Magnetic Empire. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com.